woman longer than it all night long, yeah. Baby, it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Hey, 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 yeah. When you see me in misery, come over, baby, see my feet, no, no, no. Baby, it's all right. Oh, it's all right now. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. She's got a red diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing, now, now. Yeah, she's all right. Oh, it's all right. Hey, 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 yeah. Can you play it one time for me, son? That's what I'm talking about now. Roller, baby. She done got on with the red dress on. She can burn Lana all night long. Oh, it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Hey, 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 yeah. I'm gonna tell you, mama. Tell you, pa. Gonna say you man down. I'm just so down, down, down. My baby don't do right.
Gentlemen, you've been entertained by the genius of Ray Charles.
As we sit on the haze. My body's calling you. There ain't nothing else left to say, girl.
I wanna make love, stable.
Just me.
Just me and you, girl.
And you.
Just me and you, girl.
I wanna make love, sweet love.
Love is stable.
Just me.
Just me.
Jay Paul. Can tell what he's got on his mind. He's got the hair ready and everything. Love in the Stable from his Rebel for Life CD from Houston, Texas. Jay Paul and the Zydeco New Breeds. And that was preceded by the genius of jazz, soul, rhythm and blues, country and western gospel. He could do it all. Brother Ray Charles with one of his signature tunes, What I Say, live version of it, taken from the Ray soundtrack. That was topped off by Carla Thomas, the daughter of R&B legend Rufus Thomas. She had some good songs through the years, and that was one of them. Baby, Let Me Be Good to You, taken from the Stax 50 box set. And we sent the kids to Dairy Queen with Bojack and the Zydeco High Rollers. His version of Brown Skin Woman, the old Clifton Chenier classic. Great song by Bojack. Ray Johnson with a great guitar solo on there. From the live CD, Give Him Cornbread Live, Bojack and the Zydeco High Rollers. That was preceded by the originals with Baby, I'm For Real from the Hey Love album here on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS 88.7 FM, online worldwide, KRVS.org. Herman Fuselier with you on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, and thanks for making the Stomp and KRVS part of your day. We usually have the tailgate hour. I guess we'll still go ahead and do the tailgate hour because but a couple of the teams we normally follow are already playing. In fact, they're just about finished. In fact, one score from the fourth quarter. Cover your ears if you don't want to hear the score and hadn't seen the games yet, but the UL Rage Cajun Cajuns are playing right now. It's in the fourth quarter, about 8 minutes left, and the score was Ole Miss 50, the Raging Cajuns 22. So a tough game for the Raging Cajuns. Again, late fourth quarter score, Ole Miss 50, UL 22. And my alma mater, LSU, it's a final score. They didn't have an Alabama hangover this year. They took care of Arkansas 33-10. That's the final score. The Tigers win. And look out for the Saints. Saints go to Buffalo, New York tomorrow to take on the Bills, and the Saints win. They'll win 7 in a row, starting off the season 0-2, but can win 7 in a row tomorrow with a victory at the Buffalo Bills. And my Dallas Cowboys have won 3 in a row, but it's been bad news this week. The running back Zeke Elliott was suspended. That's been going back and forth all season, and now they face the tough Atlanta Falcons tomorrow. Although the Falcons have a few losses, we'll see how that one goes. So football still going strong. We're getting down to the meat of a lot of schedules now that we're into the month of November. So let's keep it going. We'll keep on going with the tailgate hour. And let's call on Brother Ray one more time. He's got so many songs, we can't play just one. Brother Ray says, I can do another one. Hit the road, Jack, on the Zydeco Stomp KRVS.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
You Bad Boys. And don't forget you're listening to the Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fuseli. How long, Zydeco?
We got the possum, yeah. I set the trap.
Shake it from the back.
Oh, don't do it.
Got a possum in the sack, y'all. Yeah, you shake it from the back. When she shake it like that, y'all. When she shake it like that. When she shake it like that, y'all. I got the magic flag. I got the magic flag, y'all. Come with that baseball bat.
Don't do it,
please. I got the magic flag, y'all. Come with that baseball bat. Shaking from the back. Would you shake it like that, y'all? Would you shake it like that?
Oh, get fight.
Would you shake it like that, y'all?
Get fight.
I got the magic flag.
Don't do it, chief.
I got a magic flag, y'all.
What you gonna mash you with?
Oh, with that baseball bat.
What? With that?
Oh, with that baseball bat, y'all. I'm gonna magic flag.
Tearing the Bad Boys.
That's the old flag.
from the CD Alon Zydeco, Possum in the Sack, he calls that one. And Terry sent me a message. Tonight he'll be playing at Artmosphere, downtown Lafayette. So y'all go check that out right off Johnson Street. Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys at Artmosphere tonight. And his ears must have been ringing because I was just talking about Horace Trahan, Mr. Rodney. And here they are in the studio. Welcome some of my favorite musicians. We got Horace Trahan along with Mr. Rodney Bernard and Shane Bernard. What's going on, y'all?
All good.
Horace, tell me where y'all coming from. Let the people know.
We just came from, we went to play a benefit in Youngsville at the Casey Hall. Karen Ard, he had passed away from cancer. And The family had a lot of expenses with the cancer treatments and everything, you know.
Yeah.
But they had a nice turnout. It turned out nice, you know, and they still got it going on over there. If y'all in the Youngsville area, y'all go out there. They got plenty of hot food, cold drinks. It's
so
nice.
So some more bands is still going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, tell us about tomorrow. I mentioned it earlier, but it's a big doings. I read the whole list, but it's so many, and I'm sure the list is growing. All the special guests coming for the big throwdown tomorrow.
Man, it's going to be on with my father-in-law, Rodney Bernard. He's having a party tomorrow at Cowboys in Lafayette. Doors open at 2. Music starts at 3 o'clock. He's celebrating that he's been playing music 72 years.
Wow.
And it's going to be all going down at Cowboys tomorrow. And the line of the musicians, they're going to have Jeffrey Broussard, Corey Arsenault, Terry Domain, Wayne Singleton, Jamie Bergeron, Rusty Matoya, Mike and Carolyn Hertz, Dexter Ardoin. Mr. Rodney's going to do some them old school numbers, swamp pop and blues numbers from way back with Mr. Lynn August, Mr. Lil Buck Senegal, Mr. Lee Allen Zeno. Kevin Nockan's going to be there. We're going to play the Austin Express. Gino C coming after he get off of Whiskey River. It's going to be nice, and we're going to have a free hen and sausage gumbo while it lasts. $10 admission with all that music and free hen and sausage gumbo while it lasts. It's going to be nice.
And you got two, well, I say one good MC, not me, but there's somebody else that's going to do a good job for you tomorrow.
It'll be you and Ty.
Hey, man, we've been looking forward to that for a long time. You had let us know about it, and we definitely look forward. It's going to be a big day tomorrow at Cowboys.
It's going to be nice. Rodney Bernard's past the present, throw down.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And speaking of Mr. Rodney Bernard, he's in the house. Hello, Mr. Rodney. How are you?
Pretty good.
Get a little closer to the microphone if you can.
Fine, sir. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing fine. I was talking about you earlier. 80 years young, been playing with so many musicians. Of course, you play now with your son-in-law, Horace Trahan, Austin Express. But Marcel Dugard, Thomas Field. Well, you tell me. I don't have to say it. Just the musicians you played with over there.
Okay, when I first started the first band, we had a little band. We were three, and that was with Furnace Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
Furnace Arsenal. And then after that, we got another three-piece. Just a guitar and doing rock and roll. And it was the band was Guitar George and his Rock and Roll Boys. So was me, Wilton Bernard, and George Alexandria. But he called himself, within music, Guitar George.
And
Guitar
I didn't realize until recently, Guitar George is Connie G's father.
Exactly.
From the rhythm and blues singer. Wow, small world. Yeah.
And then after that, I went with Marcel Dugard. Well, after Guitar George, I went with my own group, Rodney and the All-Stars.
Mm-hmm, right.
Then after that.
For like 15 years, huh?
I don't remember exactly, but it was in the 60s that I started my own band, Rodney and the All-Stars. Mm. And then after that, I went with Marcel Dugard. I played with Rockin' Dupsy Sr.
Mm.
And let's see who I can remember. Thomas Big Hat Field. I played with Lynn August. That's who I went with. Germany, Paris, France, all over.
Wow.
Texas, California.
Yes, indeed.
And then after that, I went with Horace Strong. Well, that's what I'm at now.
Yeah, yeah. But we're going to play one in just a minute now with Corey.
And then
Corey
and the Hot Peppers. I played with Corey, too.
Yeah.
Corey and the Hot Peppers. Yeah.
Good deal.
I tell you what, man. There's quite a few. I was talking to Lynn August, and he told me, Rodney, it's three things that get when you get old, it's hard, is that it's three things that mm-hmm. happens to you. He said one of them is you can't remember things. And then I don't remember what the two of them is.
you're doing good, Mr. Rodney, but not 80 years young. So let's play one of those songs. I got it queued up, what you did with Corey and the Hot Peppers. You remember that one, Save My Soul?
Yeah.
All right. Let's give it a little spin right now. Mr. Rodney Bernard on vocals with Corey and the Zydeco Hot Peppers here on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVX. Corey and the Hot Peppers from that 2020 CD came out in 2008. Mr. Rodney Bernard on vocals on that one. Quelque chose en français, sauvez mon âme, save my soul. And Mr. Rodney Bernard and Horace Trahan, Shane Bernard in the studio with us talking about the big celebration going on tomorrow at Cowboys, a tribute to Mr. Rodney Bernard, 80 years young. Mr. Rodney, you were telling me during the break you were related to Corey Arsenault.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, Corey is my nephew.
All right.
Great nephew.
Wow.
Great nephew, yeah.
Oh, that's
right.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, earlier this week, it was such a pleasure for me to visit with you and talk about the old times. You've seen so much over the years. Like I mentioned in my article, you don't have to read about the history of Zydeco, how it went from the cotton fields to the house dances to the dance halls, because you were there. You lived it.
That's right. That's right. You know, they had a song, I remember. My mama rocked me in that cradle in the old field back home.
But my mama
didn't have a cradle to rock us in, but she rocked me in that wagon.
In the wagon.
You know, yeah, we'd go stay in the wagon. She'd bring that wagon in the field
mm-hmm.
and put a a bedspread or something on the ground,
yeah.
And that's where we stay. Me and my sister, while they pick cotton.
Yeah, yeah.
So she didn't rock me in that cradle in the field back home, but she rocked me in that wagon.
That's
yes, indeed.
Good. And you and was it your uncle, Mr. Broussard, y'all would play like during lunchtime
Howard
and
Broussard.
Stuff?
Yes, yes. That's how I started playing music, you know, with him. he get out the field and about 11 o'clock. And here I was spending some time with my grandmother and them, and then while she cooking for him, he'd sit on the oak tree or on the back porch and wanted to do a little something while the cook was, until the food was ready. And he'd get his little accordion and play, and he said, "Rodney, this sound, I need some help." So he said, "Get the scrubboard, washboard, that's what they washed clothes on back in the days.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I washed some clothes on there too." And so that's how I started playing scrubboard. And that's how I got started playing music.
Started off your career for sure. One of the things I love you told me the other day too, back in those days, there was no radio, TV, internet, computers.
Oh, no.
But y'all found out how the dancers were listening to the horses going the gravel road. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you see, we didn't even have electric light. You know, none of that. And then we didn't have no way to, advertise where they had something going on. And my grandfather would give dances, he'd call it, at the house, they take all the furniture out of one room, and that's where the people was going to dance, and the band was going to be on. So here we go, my mom and dad, they're picking cotton in the field, and it was gravel roads in them time.
Yeah.
And here they hear, it's really quiet when you're in the field, you don't hear nothing, but maybe somebody hear something coming, the horse trotting on the gravel, that road, and then this man that would play the accordion, they had to pick him up in a buggy.
And what was his name?
It was Ernest Fox.
All right, okay.
Ernest Fox. Okay. And he would live in Scott. And my grandfather would live in Kankton. So he had to go pick him up in a horse and buggy and bring him over there. So there he is in the field, and it's real quiet, And then you hear that horse coming and that guy playing that accordion. Man, that was a good sound. So here my dad, "Oh, listen. You hear that? Listen. Oh, they're coming this way. Oh, they're going the other way." So didn't know, but the direction they're going, they knew exactly what the dance was going to be that
night.
Wow,
that's something.
So it would take him all day to pick that man up from Scott and bring him in Kankton, And it was a good sign, and I'll never forget that.
And he'd be playing that accordion the whole time the horse was trotting along.
And he was playing that accordion to... That was like the advertisement where they were going to be that night.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and it was fun tonight. A lot of the people would come to the dances, and I was small and young, but and the ladies, they would come in a wagon, and the ladies would wear long dresses.
Yeah.
And sometimes a man had maybe 4 or 5 ladies. They pick up all in the neighborhood, going to Broussard's dance.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
fade to do, they'd call it most of the time. Fade to do.
How much was it to get in?
I think it was 10 cents.
10 cents. And they had some homebrew and food and everything else.
Now they had good food, always, because we raise our own hogs and stuff, and make the hog. They'd make a big celebration with that, because they'd butcher a hog, and they make rice dressing, potato salad, and things like that. I think the plate lunches was, most of everything was 10 cents. Every lunch that you pay, the beer was 10 cents. Stuff like
Wow,
that.
That's something. Mr. Rodney Bernard, 80 years young, sharing those memories of days gone by. Horace, what you think about that when you hear those old stories from back in the day?
I love that.
Me too.
I love that, because that's how the culture and everything is going to survive, by each generation hearing these stories, even if they didn't live it. Like my generation and Mr. Rodney's generation, I hear these stories, and I could pass that on to my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could pass it on, keep passing it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it keeps the oral tradition going,
yeah.
You know, for all of us, because we got a beautiful thing here in South Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. How'd this celebration come about tomorrow that's going on?
Corey Arsenal, grandma, and Mr. Rodney, his brother and sister,
mm-hmm.
and his grandma passed away. And Mr. Rodney was, me and Chantel went meet him one day. He was working in the country. And he said, he was just sitting there thinking. He said, I'd like to have me a party celebrating that I've been playing music 72 years,
mm-hmm.
you know. So yeah. He said, well, let's do it.
And that was it.
You know, yep. And it just from his idea come out of his mind, you know. He
yeah.
wanted to have him a party celebrating because they don't have a lot of people that even live to be 72 years old, let alone be doing anything for 72
You're
years.
Right about that, yeah. And they've seen so much history. The culture we celebrate today, that's where it came from, the cotton fields and the house dances. And,
that's right.
And the farm, no doubt
that's
about
right.
it. But Horace, we're running a little short on time, but let people know one more time what's going
There's
on tomorrow.
It's going to be out there tomorrow at Cowboys. The doors open at 2. Music starts at 3. It's called Rodney Bernard, Past to Present, Throwdown. And they're going to have, the lineup of music. They're going to have Jamie Bergeron, Dexter Arduin, Kevin Nakan, Mike and Carolyn Hertz, Rusty Matoya, Wayne Singleton, Corey Arsenal, Jeffrey Broussard, Terry Domain, Gino. We're going to play the Austin Express, and there's going to be many more because there's going to be a mm-hmm. lot of musicians that are going to be coming, you know, wanting to jam and stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Mr. Rodney got a free hen and sausage gumbo going on for the public while it lasts. So mm-hmm. you got to get it while it lasts.
Oh, yeah.
Old school hen and sausage gumbo.
Yes, indeed.
It's going to be good. $10 admission.
And people can go to your Facebook page for more information.
That's right. They can go to Horace Trohan, the Austin Express Facebook page for more information. But it's right there or at Cowboys. You look at Cowboys. It's going to be tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, the music starts. From 3 to 8 is scheduled, but more than likely it's going to go past that.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
It's going to be nice.
Definitely looking forward to it. Horace Trohan, Mr. Rodney Bernard, and Shane Bernard. Y'all thanks for visiting the Zydeco Stomp.
And thank you, Herman. That article came out perfect, man.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much. Looking forward to tomorrow. Here's another one with Mr. Rodney with Corey and the Hot Peppers on the Zydeco Stomp.
That trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. There's no matter where I travel, someone have always tried to hurt me. No matter where I travel, someone have always tried to hurt me. Thank you.
my grave. Well, let you live in this sorrow. Whoa, every day in misery. We'll be right back.
And you know doggone well I've been so good to you.
Who else but the Grammy winner, the Lifetime Achievement Award winner from the Grammys from my hometown of Opelousas, Mr. Clifton Chenier from the CD The Best of Clifton Chenier, the King of Zydeco and Louisiana Blues, one of his early songs, Why Did You Go Last Night, the King of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier. A little earlier, I didn't get to mention about Jambalaya, the musical that's coming up. Dwayne Dupes, you may have been listening this morning when John Broussard was with Jackie Lyle talking about Jambalaya, the musical. It's coming back this coming Thursday at the Hyman Performing Arts Center at 7:30 and live on stage, and it's all about the music and culture of Southwest Louisiana. And the band on stage this time will be Dwayne Dupsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers. So you can check out Dwayne Dupsy this coming Thursday at Jambalaya the Musical at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Just go to hymancenter.com or ticketmaster.com for more information. Before we heard from the King of Zydeco, Clifton Chenier, Gerard Delafosse came your way from his title cut from his CD, Can't Make You Love Me. And Gerard's going to be playing tonight at That Dog. That's on Jefferson Street in Lafayette. Showtime, 10 o'clock. You can check him out on Facebook, Gerard Delafosse. And Jamie Bergeron got some good news this week. For about the last year or so, Jamie's been dealing with colon cancer, but he was clear to return back to work today. Well, this week, I should say. So the accordion playing paramedic is back with Acadian Ambulance. Congratulations and continued health to Jamie Bergeron. We heard him do something from his God Passa CD, Have Mercy on Me, the old Keith Frank number. And another one with Mr. Rodney Bernard from Corey and the Hot Peppers, Trouble Don't Last Always.
Please, 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 please.
James Brown. Godfather, I don't want to go, but it's time to wrap up the Zydeco Stomp. Thanks so much for joining me for the program.
Oh, yeah, love. I love you so.
Thanks for supporting our great Louisiana artists.
Baby, you did me wrong.
Thanks for supporting listener-supported public radio.
Well, you done me wrong.
KRVS 88.7 FM. And we stream worldwide online from Brazil to Brazil, Guam to Gaetan, the Grand Canyon to Grand Coteau, Palmetto to Pluto, sometimes in the New York Times. I ain't lying. Have yourself a great weekend and a great week next week. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow at Cowboys for the tribute to Mr. Rodney Bernard. Or join me next Saturday from 12 to 3 for another edition of the Zydeco Stomp.
I love you so. I just wanna hear say I wanna please. Oh, oh yeah. I love you so.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, with a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog.
Hello, this is John Green, host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of the very latest recorded jazz, as well as a sprinkling of oldies but goodies. That's Night Train, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.